Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay. Here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like I think he's gonna light a fart.
He's gotta be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
No! No! No!
No! Yes!
No!
Yes!
That is
awesome!
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left. And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Guys, you gotta see this one.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, we wait for Al. Did you see the new Oreo / Ritz cracker combo that they're coming out with?
What? No. They've got to stop this.
Check, this is progress.
It's Oreo cookies, so it's like the Oreo,
the chocolate
sandwich,
the creamy filling.
Nope.
And then you put peanut butter and then the Ritz cracker on top.
Oh, we're doing this ourselves? They're not making this?
No, it's actually coming to the store. It's going to be a combo.
This isn't one of those TikTok challenges.
No, Ritz Oreos all in
take
one.
Take a Tide Pod and dip it in hummus.
No, wait a minute.
Wrap it in a bagel. I hate stuff like
this. This sounds okay.
It's apparently very good.
Wow. I don't understand. So it's an Oreo and then
it's
the
like
icing.
An Oreo and a Ritz it's cracker peanut butter combo.
I understand, but is it Oreo cookie and then icing and then Ritz on? Got it. Yes. That's all I needed to see. Okay,
yes.
We're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are too many Oreo cookies.
It's so
well, they have kind of lost their minds. You can get.
I think it sounds good.
I think the latest flavor I saw was mushroom and Swiss.
Oh,
yes.
You don't like the double stuffed or the triple stuffed?
No, but like they've gone to mint and they've gone to all kinds of crazy.
I like the Oreo.
I like the
birthday cake
Oreo
one.
The Oreo has chocolate in the middle.
Oh, that's.
Is it three chocolate wafers?
Fun.
No, it's like backwards. It's like a vanilla cookie with chocolate in the middle.
Oh. Never heard of that?
Okay, you ready? What do we have?
I'm
here?
Trying this.
Obviously, I am too.
The R&D department now smoking a lot of marijuana.
Toffee crunch, chocolate hazelnut, Java chip.
These are all Oreo flavors.
Mint flavored, dark chocolate, peanut butter. Oh, that might sound good.
You know what? We live in the land of freedom. I like that there's
carrot cake Oreo.
As Devo would say, freedom of choice.
Carrot cake Oreo. Oh, my goodness. Well, don't you like golden Oreos the best?
Love golden Oreos.
Speaking of golden,
the
man with the golden sunglasses and the powerful arms, a man who's been doing a lot of push-ups during the COVID era, it's comedian Al Jackson. And Al, you're sitting on a couch today? What is that, a love seat?
It's my my studio's basically done. I have an assistant that set it up. And I don't know how to turn the lights on. And if that doesn't symbolize the difference in generations, because she's 22, so I must look like something from the Smithsonian that talks to her. You know, can you imagine talking to somebody? I don't know. It's weird because I still feel young, but I'm sure to her, she's like, yes, I'm working for this older black gentleman.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
What do we do? Like, I don't identify as a 44-year-old. I identify as like a 20-something.
Yeah. I do too.
I bet she's waiting for you to dispense some sort of wise knowledge. Like, you know, let me tell you something, girl.
Yeah. I bet she turns your lights on with her phone.
Has she asked you about Selma yet?
By the way, Al, the way you're holding that microphone, Al, it looks like you're a porn star.
And Mr. Marcus, you want to move that? A very
impressive one.
Lexington Jackson.
I mean that really does have a big head on it. Has she asked you about your Reggie Jackson sunglasses?
She, you know, it's one thing we bonded on because she wears kind of like tinted shades because she has issues like looking at the computer monitor. I think a lot more people should wear tinted shades than they think they should, because I started wearing them kind of as like a goof. And then I was like, I kind of really do like looking at the world through like filters. Like every day, it's just like I change my Instagram filter. I almost never have like no shades on. It's weird. Now, and I'm not even high.
Al, then this might be something you can use on your program. Al Jackson, of course, is one of the featured performers on television's Daily Blast Live.
I'm on the TV.
We had the story, I think, yesterday or the day before. It was a scientific study done with people wearing sunglasses and not wearing sunglasses, and they were being observed watching pornography, and they found that they knew they were being watched, but when they had sunglasses on and the observer couldn't see their eyes, they tended to watch the pornography longer and focus on very specific things.
I don't think Al could be in this survey because you can plainly see his eyes and where he's looking.
Yeah, but if you were wearing
my hands are visible.
Yeah.
If you were wearing dark glasses. Actually, Al, you know, before we get to our word of the day with Al Jackson, we do have a story that you probably could do this next one on your show. It's about
talk to me.
It's about Tinder. Do you have the story, Christy?
Yes, about Tinder and people who pose shirtless. New research suggests men who pose shirtless on Tinder are perceived as being less competent and more prone to risky sexual behavior.
Wow.
Study participants were randomly assigned to view one of 8 mock Tinder profiles, which showed an image of the same man in varying degrees of sexualization. The participants were then asked various questions about their perception of the man in the photos. Women that were shown a photo of the man without a shirt on judged him as higher in risky sexual behavior, lower in social appeal, and lower in competence than the man wearing a shirt. The study author, Joanna Diker, told SciPost, quote, in practical terms, women respond negatively to men with a sexy, dainty profile.
Hmm. There you go.
Oh, see, Christy, I don't know if I'm feeling that report, because I think what it leaves out is let's assume that all those things are true.
Right.
But we're assuming that every woman is the same in that she's looking for a long-term partner.
True.
Women are human beings, and sometimes they just want to have a friend to hang with.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Not everybody is to get married. Every relationship isn't supposed to end with you guys walking down the aisle. I think if a woman sees a man that she thinks is attractive with, you know, no shirt on, and he's like, hey, I'm in town for a week hanging out, air quotes.
Yep.
If she hits him up, she knows what's up. Maybe like she just is like, hey, I want to hang for a second.
Christy, yeah, but the point of the thing is they say they're more likely to have sexually transmitted diseases if they're posing shirtless. And
that's not what it said.
That's what modern medicine is for, Tom. We can knock that out.
God.
Yeah, a couple of antibiotics. Chlamydia's gone in a week.
First of all, Al, if you want to hang out with him, if the guy is shirtless, ladies, you can't take him to a fast food restaurant.
It depends on which Waffle House.
Yeah, you can wait in the car. Now, so for you, Al, risky sexual behavior is what? Doing it without a helmet?
Yeah, look, it's called fun and risk. It's why Top Gun is good.
Al, have you ever... Al, I was at a party one night, and one of Kelly's friends had just gone on Bumble. And she ended up marrying the guy that she met on Bumble, funny enough.
Cool.
But I'd never been on one of those, but we were looking at it together. And I was amazed at some of the photographs. There'd be guys posing with their trucks. There were guys holding up fish that had gone fishing. That was a big thing. There was one guy with his mom.
There's another profile, I mean, another story about profile pictures, and they say that your first photograph is the most important one.
Sure.
Because
yes.
People won't go past the first one. If they don't like the first one, you're done.
And so. Christy, let me tell all the dudes, because, you know, we love everybody equally on the Bob and Tom show, but I talk to the dudes, too, to help. I tell cats what worked and what didn't work for me. First of all, Tommy, I met my girl on Bumble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so crazy. When I was in Cleveland, and it's weird because she always has a story. She was with her best friend. She said, oh, this guy is cute, but he lives in Denver. But, you know, and her friend apparently was like, just go on a date and see what's up, and the rest is history. But, yeah, I think when you start talking about things like Bumble, especially your profile picture, fellas, take it from me. Have your best or most trusted female influence in your life do your profile.
Yep.
Do not listen to your male friends. They do not know what they're talking about. If they did, they wouldn't be talking to you. They would be on dates.
So, Al, you have just summarized the show that we have called Sexy Time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you recall what your photograph, the photograph she saw, what you
were
wearing?
Do you have it? That was my next question.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good. Because it's this weird thing because with me, I didn't want to show my kids, and I didn't want to show me performing on stage. First of all, I think that's super whack. Like, oh, yeah. I'm an entertainer.
Yeah.
Right.
But, also, you do want to have you want to have something that catches their eye. I think maybe the first picture with me, and it's super whack, but I think it was me and Shaq.
Oh, cool.
But at least when I was writing on a TV show, but it makes you stop for a second.
Sure.
And I felt like that would at least get me to the second photo.
Well, especially if you were with Shaq and you were holding that microphone.
And it was just me going, huh?
Al Jackson is our guest. Al's a great stand-up comedian. He is one of the principals on the TV, Daily Blast Live. If it's not on your TV, you can find it online. And it's a great show. Al is also the author of a children's book, and it's kind of important. It's called Where's Baby For It, and it's a benefit for autism charity. So if you have a chance to check that book out, you can find everything out about Al by going to aljacksonlive.com. Al is also my my life coach
in
the realm of trying to become a little bit hipper.
You know, Butler was right on the tip of your tongue, but yes.
Okay. No. I'm just saying, by the way, this thing saying, gents, if you want to go on to, which one was it?
Tinder?
Bumble. Tinder, yeah. Don't lead with your nips, I think is the.
Yeah.
Okay. Or pose with a fish. Okay. Anyway, what have we got here, Al?
Tom, it's a great day. We've had a couple really good weeks. I'm really proud of you. So I want to keep this momentum going. Tom, asking you, what does it mean to curve somebody?
Curve somebody.
I assume this is a baseball analogy. You're throwing them a curveball. You're making
it is not, but that's going to be the one regret in my life is I never knew how to throw a curveball.
But that's
that
pretty
is not
logical.
The situation.
Okay,
so
it's not that logical. If you're curving somebody, I know. They're a moron, but you're grading them on a curve just to. Keep the conversation going.
That's actually a good. It's wrong, but I like where you were going. That was that was a logical out of the box guess. So I like that. It's not correct.
I have a guess.
Anybody?
Yeah, I have a guess. Let's say you see somebody at the grocery store in an aisle, and you don't really feel like talking to them. Do you curve out of the way to go to a different aisle?
Oh, that's not correct, but you're on the right path. You're
okay.
You're driving down the street and you can see the house. It's not right, but you're close.
Gotcha.
So you curve another person.
Yeah, go think about what Josh just said.
How about if Willie sees a girl, he thinks, boy, I wish she had some curves. Maybe she gained about 50 pounds and she'd have some heavy nabs.
Every girl I meet, I say, drink a couple milkshakes, sweetheart.
Yeah,
you know?
Curves. Yeah, have a sandwich. We'll talk about it.
Is that it, though?
can you
help? But you know what, Josh, as Chicky was talking, I was like, as soon as my son is old enough, I'm going to send him to just go stay with Chick for a week every year
to
get hardened and get that real advice that only Chick can give.
You're damn right.
So can you curve a man or a woman?
Yes, but usually it's a woman doing it to a man. Tom, you're going down the right path.
Oh, I curved him.
Woman doing it to a man?
Is it like...
Think about what Josh just said.
Avoiding the guy.
Ghosting
it? Yeah.
You're curving him. So
if I try and step to you, Christy, I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, I've been looking at you for a long time in this grocery store, and you know, I think we live on the same block. Why don't we go to dinner? And if you go, I don't know who you are. Get away from me. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right, you're just going to curve me like that? All right. Okay. It's just your way of saying, okay, you're just going to kind of push me off to the side. Like, it's like basically playing somebody. Like,
gotcha.
You know they're there, but you don't want to have anything to do with them. So, Tom, use it, please.
Oh, well. Let's see now. I understand it would be back in the day, I would be approached by some woman and she would express interest in perhaps going to some shindig.
Good. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Relax. You're not at a Senate hearing, okay?
And I would say that really is not my cup of tea. I'll pass.
That gentleman on the radio that I like so much just curved me.
Mm-hmm. Or, well, no, Al, is it more sinister, if you will, than that? Or is it absolutely blatant like that?
It's more like, because that's a good question. It can be one of the two. It can, because a lot of times when you say somebody curved you, you're almost kind of saying, I thought I had an in. It'd be like if I... I think you can get away with it not being sexual. I could be like, you know, I've been doing Bob and Tom for years, and I saw Christy out at this Bob and Tom event. She kind of like curved me. I don't know what was up with that. It's kind of like,
okay,
I thought we were better than that. I thought we were cool, and like you kind of like kind of shoved me to the side.
Gotcha.
Yeah. She curved me, then she said, "Hey, put your pants on, please. This is the produce section of Kroger."
Wow.
That's a good phrase.
So you would have curved her first with your curve.
Yeah,
sure. Of course. Dad, sometimes when you fold this eggs into the way you talk, I want you to be hooked up to one of those like FBI lie detector things. I just want to know if you believe what you're saying.
Al, we have time.
Because we can't.
We have time for one quick one, Al.
All right, really quickly, and Tom, this is going to put together two words that you know, so just don't panic. Just answer it. Just tell the people. Let it flow off the tip of your tongue. Tom, what does it mean? When I say that I'm mad salty.
Mad salty. Okay.
That's... Mad salty.
I have an idea.
I think it would be the equivalent of saying I'm extraordinarily thirsty for some love. I'm mad salty. Salty meaning you need to get some liquids in there.
I think that's a fair guess.
That's a fair guess. And it got the horny? First half perfectly right. Christy, tell them what salty means, please.
I thought it meant crazy horny. Like,
oh, no, but no. I like where your head is at this morning.
Would you like some of my salty, Miss Peppa?
There you go.
I've been told it tastes salty. That's the...
Yeah.
Is that what you've been told?
Well, sweat.
Yeah. Look at Al. He's completely befuddled.
He lost it.
He's howling.
So you said in a sentence for me, Al.
Yeah. I let Tom borrow my girlfriend's really nice camera, and he went overseas with it. I mean, I'm assuming you're going to be bringing it back, but he should have told me. I'm mad salty about that.
I was really upset about it.
Oh, so it means you're extra mad.
Been on
extra
shit.
Mad.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Tom, use it in a sentence.
Well, I would...
You're a liar.
I went to park my car.
Oh, yes.
And they had valet parking.
Uh-huh.
And when they brought it back, my car was covered in snow. So they just left it on the street. And I was mad salty about it. And my car was salty from the plows going by.
That's as salty, 1% or salty as you can. That's pink Himalayan salty.
That's Trader Joe's salt. Garlic salt.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.